Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. I'm the host with the most. I'm Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and slightly technology retarded, not quite retarded. Challenge Miss Amanda.
Why do we have to say that at every show? Hey.
Well, we don't have to.
Okay.
We can say this, the supercharged techie Miss Amanda.
Okay.
If you were green, you were on Star Trek, and you'd be getting fucked by William Shatner. Just saying. Anyways, for
maybe
those of
I
you
don't want them.
You don't have enough tits, you need three, not two.
Anyways,
for those of you following along at home, this would be episode 147, season 4, 147. Mark your cards. If places aren't marked, you can't win the bingo prize at the end, kids. But before we go forward, let's say a big word to or a shout out to. Shout out! How does that remind you of? A shout out to our paid sponsors, www.altplayground.net. Hey, you know what? I don't know where you're getting your hookups from, but you need to be getting from altplayground.net. The big wall, the video corner, podcasters, information centers. There's so much to do. Check it out today, altplayground.net. You can find us on there, Crazy Kasba. You can also find all the other podcasters. Check them out today. Also, don't forget, boobs may sag, tits may drop. Nope, that'd be the same damn thing. Boobs and balls, they do different things, but brains last forever. So make sure you make sure you read, because smart people read. Read ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. Be 3 million one today. Smart people read. Maybe I should read more.
Huh? Apparently.
Wow. Fuck. And you're going to listen to the show. You read the mag because you're a smart person. Come on, fuckers. Go buy some swag. FullSwapShop.com. That's like, let's say it one more time slowly for the kids in the back. FullSwapShop.com. Check it out today. Get all your merchandise. Whew. That's a lot. God, I'm panting like a fucking dog in heat. Anyways, and guest hosting tonight is Scooby. Anyways, so I can't do that very loud or our dogs will start going nuts. I just now thought of that.
Yeah, nice.
You know,
we've
that
always
would,
had male
you know
dogs,
that would
so
be?
How do you know what a female dog in heat sounds
you know
like?
That would, we haven't always had male. Sierra was a female.
She was always fixed.
Well,
she ain't going to heat.
Not true. But you know what that would have sounded like. Whoa, whoa, Raggy. So anyways, okay. No, I don't own the right to Scooby-Doo just before anybody fucking sues my ass for that shit, too. Okay, so here we go.
Tell you what.
Professor Cole. Hey, you know, apparently I look... See, that's better than Santa Claus. Miss Amanda, for those of you just listening, hello. You should be watching us, too, like our live audiences on Kasba Inc. Shh. Don't tell the others. But anywho, and for those of you who can't see, Miss Amanda, because I'm not a beard guy, I still have a beard, but Miss Amanda trimmed my beard so that more of my chins are exposed. So there you go. I wanted to write
it
Pussy Goes Here.
It was flipping out, and it was driving me bonkers.
Bonkers?
Bonkers.
Bonkers, because it's like face pubes, so if I eat that, it's poking your
because
pussy.
Because Amanda really doesn't like facial hair.
I thought about putting the words Pussy Goes Here, shaving it into my
you're too
beard.
Blonde, it wouldn't show.
Well, I could darken, I could color in the Pussy Goes Here part. That's down to,
okay.
Really? You don't support me in anything I do, Gurple.
The hell I don't.
You're
what
like,
are we doing
I'm sitting
right
here
now?
Doing this fucking podcast. It wasn't my fucking idea. We've been busy. We've been busy, busy,
today's
busy.
Been busy.
Woo. Check out our
this week, and I'm like, where'd the weekend go?
Yeah, no shit. Check out our, we did something and recorded. Oh, my new rant's coming out tonight. Mm-hmm. I haven't done a rant for a month. It's coming out tonight, so you want to check that out. For those of you that are listening to this on Thursday, this all happened on Sunday. So, and the new crazy, we're bringing back Crazy Quickies. And the first crazy, the first Wascally Wabbit got away from us. And Bob Wazoo was here for the interview. No, the first crazy quickie just got released tonight. So I just released it on YouTube right now as we speak. Sex bags. Sex acts. how you should stuff your bag.
Good grief.
If she's an old bag, you give her a ring.
<That's> All right.
No hate mail for Cole. That's funny shit. I can say that because I only have one nut, so you just call me one old one nut, doesn't know what he's talking about again, you know.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Shannon.
Yeah, happy birthday, Shannon. You know what I'm watching? I'm watching the people on our page. They're like talking with each other. They're not even listening to us.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, they wanted to tell Shannon happy birthday.
No. Well, I know. And
which
that's
I
good.
Did earlier, but I thought I'd do it here.
Oh, see, Leia just watched it. I knew she would. You know why? Leia kicks ass.
She's on it.
She is. Yes, she is. Ooh, ooh. She's going to be at Crazy Summer Nights. We'll be talking about Crazy Summer Nights in just a bit.
Okay.
I have a chip I have to cash in from last year at Crazy Summer Nights.
Do you?
Uh-huh. And something about involved a dick. I mean, mine. You put in, okay.
Let
wow.
me sit here and stare at you a little bit longer and see if you catch on. You've been full of sexual references all weekend.
And this morning you were full of a dick. That was horrible. So you were. I fucked you this morning.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Really? That's it? Yeah. Yeah. That's not what you were saying this morning.
No, it was awesome.
Well, can
like it's
we
ever disappointing.
Can we be a little more enthusiastic initially so that the people listening go, "Oh, he did fuck her good," not eh. You know, it wasn't a dildo, but the batteries didn't run down. When Miss Amanda and I have sex, I have to go zzz. Sometimes just to piss her off, I go zzz, and I slow down. And she'll be like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "My battery's
zzzz." No, you don't.
And then I eat a Snickers bar, and I'm like,
"Zzzz." Oh, stop it. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going as the human dildo
Well, you fucked me dry.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. But if you watch our thing, you know we keep lube by the bed. We just didn't use it because my batteries went dry. Zzzz.
Oh,
see, this is why people like us. You got fucked a couple of times. You got blasted by your boyfriend this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep. Still didn't have a good enough month to pay for the room. That's okay. No worries there.
Please stop.
What?
Please stop.
No. Well, I don't have to.
I'm not going to bring him on here.
You're not going to bring him on here anyway.
I was going to actually mention it to him. Whether he can or not, that's up to him.
Well, here's the thing. Let's not, just don't tell him. Tell him it's our first episode. Let's not tell him there's previous shows for him to watch.
He knows that we've, from the get-go.
Great, he's been listening to this stuff. No wonder he won't talk to me. He's like, "That guy's a dick."
Oh, I didn't think of that. But no, I took a picture one time, like the very first time that we started messaging each other, I took a picture of me in the studio. I said, "This is for our podcast." He's like, "Oh, you do a podcast. Interesting."
Have you told him the name?
I don't know.
Let's hope not. Okay. Let's move along, shall we? Do-do-do-do-do. Here's the thing. Sorry. I thought I'd just dig in my ear and see what happens. Ah!
Did you pull anything out?
No, but I kind of lost some of my, like, I can't remember things from age 5 back right now.
Oh, and, my gosh.
No. Penis and things. So... our questions have been, we're kidding, just, our questions rock, okay? They kick ass because our questions are so very, very real, okay? Here's the thing. We don't tell a lot of fucking stories, you know, whatever. And we answer questions, and the thing is that what I love is how our questions have gotten, like, we're past, some of these questions are, they're kind of deep, actually.
Okay.
They're like personal nature. Both of our questions today, neither one of them use their real name.
Okay, that's not surprising. Most people don't.
Well, some people do.
Well, actually, quite a few do.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't checked, like, odds. Burpage. Okay, shall I begin?
Yes.
You get so proud of me when I do this. Okay.
No, it drives me nuts.
All right, so, you know what?
Well, I wanted to laugh when you took them off. To put on your sunglasses so you can turn around and put them back on to read.
So you can't see the
sucks
sad disappointment.
Sucks getting old, doesn't
okay.
it?
Anyways. Oh, look what we have. It's our logo. It appears. Happy finger. Yay. Okay. So the first question is, we have a question. Hence, they sent us a question. We have a question. A very nice couple used to come to the same club we go to. They had been coming for as long as we had, about 5 years. About a year and a half ago, the wife died in a very tragic auto accident. The husband was really lost. About 2 months ago, the husband showed up at the club with a very young lady. We're not worried about the age. He has been coming to the club every Friday and Saturday night with a different girl.
Okay.
The problem is we think they're hookers and they're playing when they come to the club. And we are very concerned about his, about him and about the health of the club. What should we do? And this is from Concerned in Detroit.
Okay, so my first question before you even get started on that, when they say that they think they're playing, are they like for money?
No. So okay. And that was my first thing too. And I asked them the same thing. My question actually that I first reached out to them was, what is the assumption? Why are you assuming that they're a sex worker? You know, right. Why are you assuming they're a hooker? Because that was my first thing. Is it money? Is it whatever? And they said, no, it's just the way they dress, the way they talk, the way they act. They're very much, they're not, this isn't like I met at your job swinger type people. I said, so what do you mean by swinger type people? And his response back was classic. The husband of the couple, he goes, you can tell the difference between a call girl and a street hooker. And these girls look like they're done for their shift at 8 a.m. I'm like, okay. So
not even a possibility they could be strippers.
That's their assumption.
Okay.
Because that was my other thing. Is the...
Because, you know, strippers can get off work and then they can go to this club. They're still dressed a little more risque than normal
people. Right.
Plus, if you know you're going to a club, you tend to dress a little more...
Yeah, you're going to play, you're going to have fun. And if you're young and... young guy or young girl, you know, and you've got a rockin' bod, you know,
go for it.
So my thing was, okay, when you say what is your concerns, I really had to, because to me this question was too vague, so I really dove into it with them to get more. Number one, what are your concerns? So they had a couple of concerns.
Okay.
Obviously, as they mentioned, the health of the club, the safety of the club, okay, in terms of STDs, in terms of, you know, exposure to, if these girls, they don't know if there's protection being used or not being used. And obviously, as far as they know, there's no money, but the exposure of, here are people that they think maybe are less than the most honorable folks in the club, seeing everybody else's faces. And also then they're concerned about for the gentleman that's bringing them, that he's getting taken advantage of and whatever. And they're also concerned with drugs. They're concerned about it's going to bring in more drugs or possible police attention that...
They say where they were from?
Detroit is all they said.
Okay,
Detroit. Okay. So, Mike goes, the first club we went to this weekend, many were dressed more risque, including us. Yeah.
That's what you do when you go to a club.
Well, and here's the thing. I've been to a club and I've seen hookers at a club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Usually, though, you don't have it. A lot of times if hookers are going to show up at a club, they're there with a pimp. I mean, they're there with somebody, whatever. So I wanted to kind of hit this on a couple of different angles. One, the concern for him himself, for the husband.
Okay.
So my thing here is, first and foremost, if you have a concern for them, for him, or what's going on with him, I think that that's something, you know, a lot can be done by just, hey, let's reconnect. Do you want to go out to dinner? You know.
Well, if they were a really nice couple and you've known them, there's nothing wrong with reaching out to him and talking to him and finding out, asking point blank who these people are.
Yeah, exactly. But find out where he's at in his process of dealing with stuff. You're really soft, just so you know, on that. But find out where his kind of where he's at in the grieving process. Now we had one question. Susan asked, is the club a swingers club? Yes, it is a swingers club. So Yeah, I think number one, you need to reach out to the guy just if you're legitimately concerned. One of the things they said that the gentleman was an older guy, that he was in his 60s, early 60s. So, you know, if you're concerned about him, if you care about him as a person, which hopefully you do, mm-hmm. if you've had that relationship, you need to reach out to him. Mm-hmm. I think that's number one, because maybe the bigger concern is so that he's not just losing his ass, losing, you know, whatever. And I agree. Find out
so
who
he's
they
not.
Are.
Okay, so here's another question. Is it a club that you have to have a female with you in order to get in?
No. Okay. My understanding with this club, and they were very vague about it, and I didn't push on a lot of stuff with it, this club moves around a lot. So, because it has to, whatever. But, I think that...
Then it's probably not an upstanding
club. I always wanted
to
do a show
with.
About hookers. No, it's not that it's... A lot of sex clubs have to do that. Not every place is allowed to have a club, on-premise club.
Okay.
So that's not necessarily uncommon. We saw it on the East Coast in New York, they got busted with stuff that, you know, they have events at different locations.
Gotcha.
So, okay, Mike puts in, he's got a great point. I miss, but go to him and talk to him, absolutely. Mike put, always play safe, communicate, and have a general idea of who you're playing with. And I agree. I think mm-hmm. some of the responsibility on the playing issue, okay, obviously this guy's went through some drama or some trauma mm-hmm. and whatever, and he has to make those decisions who he wants to hang with, whatever. But it's kind of up to the other guys in the club to be have a little self-control mm-hmm. and not just go 20, gotta fuck it, you know, control yourself just a little bit. Although right now the thirst is pretty fucking real. So
yeah, it is.
I can see where what's going to happen is this dude's going to, other wives are going to get pissed. If he's bringing in youngins, you know, illegal, obviously they're legal age supposedly, but younger hotties, and they're coming in constantly, and every guy's just slobbering over the newest chick he's bringing in each week, he's going to have issues with some wives eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But to a large degree, I'm sorry, this is. Everybody has a responsibility. If you called yourself his friend at one, or that other couple, him and his wife before she passed away, you have a responsibility to check on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to care about him and to try to figure out what the fuck is going on. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's hitting the bottle too hard, or maybe he's hitting drugs, or maybe he needs a grief counselor, or maybe there's a lot of things there. Mm-hmm. Number one, you need to give a fuck about him,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
Number
make
two,
make sure he's not being taken advantage of.
Well, yeah. 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 Make sure somebody doesn't have that over on him or something. Mm-hmm. And number two, I really think it comes down to you have control of where you put your dick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I know that we all get thirsty and there's some, you know, all of a sudden you see something like, wah-ha-ha! But just, you know.
Trust your gut.
Well, here's the deal. If you go to the store and or you go to a restaurant and buy this great looking sandwich and you eat it and it tastes great, awesome. If later on you go for a walk and you see a sandwich that was from that store but it's on has fallen on the street, don't pick it up and eat it. Okay? Use some common sense. This is the same kind of thing. Just because it tasted good before doesn't mean, you know, it's the same thing.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I mean... I don't know. Maybe. The other thing would be, and Mike's got a good point, what if he's just sowing his oats? And that could be. You know, we got a lot of people saying reconnect
that's
with them.
Wow, well, you can't see, can you?
No, whoops.
Wow.
Misty put, yeah.
See, at least you got the M right.
We've got lots of people that are saying go you know, to touch base with him. Yep, some strip clubs are also the backside of rather are swinger clubs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is talk to the guy. I guess my other thing would be is if you ultimately have concerns, you need to go to, if you don't feel comfortable approaching him.
First of all, you shouldn't judge exactly who he's bringing.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
Because that's just wrong. He could have said, here, I need a date to go with me, and you need to dress like this.
Very much
or
so.
Or here, I'll buy you an outfit if you go with me. And then he buys this skanky outfit, and they wear it because, well, he's taking them out.
Well, and here's the thing. Maybe they are hookers. Okay, so what? Mm-hmm. As long as everybody's consenting adults, there's that avenue of it. Everybody's consenting adults.
Now, if there's money changing hands, then you have a totally different issue.
No. If there's money changing hands at the club, mm-hmm. that involves other outsiders, you have a totally different issue.
True. What, if he paid them.
If he's paying them, that's a different story. But, yes, number one, you should fucking, and Mike said it earlier in the conversation, protection. This is where, again, if mm-hmm. there's a lot of people, if not even people that necessarily are hookers or sex workers or whatever you want to say, there are certain people that I might be more apt to say, yes, I'm going to use a condom with or whatever. There's, you know, if you feel like, hey, this is, we're not trying to tell people to or not to use condoms. You probably should use condoms. Safe sex is the smart way to go. Obviously, we encourage safe sex, but the reality is you have control of what you do with your dick or your vagina. So the reality of it is you don't have to stick your dick anywhere that you have concerns with. You know, oh, look, there's a tree stump that's got a hole in it. Let's put my penis there. You don't have to do that. You can be like, no, because then, you know, maybe if you do that, you'll get gnawed on by a beaver. So, I mean, you don't have to do that.
Well, if it's the right kind of beaver.
It shouldn't be gnawing if it's the right kind of beaver. But
true.
You have control. The final thing with that is, though, if you have that much concern, go to the owner of the club.
Yeah.
If you don't feel comfortable enough talking to the guy, then
go to the owner of the club. And if the owner of the club goes, and they paid to get in, not my problem, then you have a choice to do what you feel is best for you.
Yeah, and you have to be way more.
You
want to
shove my head into the microphone?
I do, actually.
It's like a dick.
I do, and sometimes if I pull your hair just right. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's here's what I love about this question. These people, when I reached out to them, you could tell there was genuine concern. Okay?
Okay.
It was a really sweaty, wet tree. it was, but you could tell there was genuine concern because I emailed a couple times. I actually talked to them on the phone. But it's like, I didn't say this, but I thought it. I was like, okay, well, over the course of the last year and a half, whatever as long as it's been a year, how many times did you reach out to him?
Truth.
I mean, you know, we talk about this all the time on here. Like, maybe some of this could have been avoided. I mean, you know, it reach out, care, show, mm-hmm. show it, you know, there's supposed to be more to it.
Maybe he doesn't want to go to the club alone.
Right, exactly. I mean, and part of me wants to go, has anybody reached out to him? Did anybody reach out and say, hey, you know, I don't know if you're still, and it's awkward because with that, you know, someone's going to stay in the lifestyle or whatever. Mm-hmm. But at some point in time, you shut off the sex part of it and you turn on the friend part of it. Mm-hmm. And you go, you know, hey, do you want to hang out? You want to get dinner? You want to get whatever? You know, we've known other people that have had similar things, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, okay. And it's challenging, but I don't know. And here's the other thing. Somebody mentioned this way earlier about stereotypes, especially with how they're dressed and being younger. Mm-hmm. Look, we've been to a lot of events over the last decade where people have walked in and it's like, if you had to bet money if they were a hooker or not, it'd have been a crapshoot. It really would have. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people guys and girls don't understand the difference between dressing sexy and dressing slutty. Mm-hmm. So just because they are dressed super slutty doesn't mean they're a hooker.
No.
You know, or just because maybe The other thing that caught me with this, and I hate this. I mean, these people mean well, but there was a degree of snootiness there. Well, they just weren't like everybody else. Well, when you're 20 something, you're are you gonna be like a bunch of 40-year-olds?
Have they not walked around a college campus and seen how sin people?
I wish all those girls were hookers. What? No. Yeah, there goes the sponsorships. Anyway, no, I mean it's true though. That's I don't know. It's just really Reach out to the dude. And don't stick your penis where you don't think it should go. If your wife says to you, don't fuck that, this would be a prime opportunity to turn to your wife and give her a kiss and say, yes, dear, and be glad that she's there for you. Mm-hmm. This would not be a good opportunity to ignore what your wife says and go, okay, and then go right over and stick your dick in it. Because that
have you lived that experience?
No, never have. Don't even have a clue what the fuck you're talking about. But just say it. You know, you got to be kind of smart a little bit. Just know, think it through just a little bit.
Agreed.
Yeah, there you go. Where are we at? How are we doing?
Halftime.
Are we at halftime already?
26.
Do 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 do. What?
27.
28.
No, bingo?
What? What are we doing? 12. 5. Tit slap.
Just I wasn't expecting that.
I know you weren't. Okay, so hey, you know what? Guess what's coming up, kids? Have you heard the news? Are you ready for this? Are ya? Are ya? Are ya? I bet you're not. You will be now. It is Crazy Summer Nights, August 6th through the 8th. What did I just say? Crazy Summer Nights, August 6th through the 8th. Sign up today. Now look, spaces are limited. And
slow down.
This is going to be talking. This is at a see, now you're fucking me up. This is going to be at a clothing optional campground. Get ready for games, fun, and all kinds of amusement. It's what we do. Crazy Summer Nights.
And it's lifestyle friendly, and you can fuck all over the place you except can. The showers.
That's right. Yeah, you can fuck where you want. You can fuck where you want to. Then you'll be friends of ours. And make sure that August 6th through the 8th, Crazy Summer Nights. You can go to www.crazysummernights.com and sign up today. So get signed up. Times are changing. Yeah, Mike, I did. I thought I sent you a note on that, dude. Don't tell me that's the wedding. You said it was in June. Oh, Lord. Okay. I'm just ruining people's lives already in one fail swoop.
Way to go.
Jeez. Okay. What are we doing? Okay.
I don't know.
Why do you not? You're not helping.
You're on to question number 2.
Oh, yeah. Way to help me out with that one. Okay. Good Lord. So, what do you think we're going to do after our show goes off the air? Just kidding.
I don't know. What are we going to do?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Okay, as long as you're good. Yeah, I had to change the dates. These dates are better. Sorry, dude. Good. All right, as long as you're still good, Mike, we're good. Okay, next question. Same verse. Second verse, same as the first. Nah. I can't feed off you. Like, you took me for 2 walks today with the dogs, and I'm all fucking tuckered out.
I took you for a walk.
Pretty much. You did. You took me for you. You. I'm all tuckered out. I'm all fucking ski jawed. I'm disjointed. I'm just. It just. Well, I'm not disjointed. Maybe. I'm just. It's just crazy. I'm just. It's shenanigans. I'm telling you, shenanigans.
Everything I've said, touched, or whatever has been fucked up all weekend.
Touch me again. I need that buzz. All right. Now I'm sitting here talking with my glass on, not reading. So this is horrible.
Dumbass.
Why do we don't pet my fuzzy hair, damn you, my poofiness. Okay, are we ready? This one's kind of this I'm being stroked right now. For those of you listening at home, she's turned on she's waiting for the batteries to fire up. Zzz, I'm kind of sweaty.
You are sweaty. It's really kind of gross. Drippy. Turn off.
Oh, but hey, you know what's nice? If you pet me, you can pet the fucking bald spot. Okay. Anyways. Okay. Ew. Fucking guns. And Dad always said, don't get married. Don't have kids. Weird. All right. Anyway, so. And I'm glad I didn't listen. Okay. So next question. We are a fairly new couple in the lifestyle, about 3 years. We love it. They put that in all caps. That's why I said that loud. We're having a great time. We've gotten our first tats and really are finding ourselves. Here is the problem. Uh-oh. My husband wanted to pierce his nipples. He told some of the guys in our group, and they laughed at him and said only chicks do that and hassled them about it being gay, etc. Real high school locker room stuff. Now hubby won't get the piercing, and he's being a dick and a pig around the guys because he's afraid he looks gay. Please help. Searching in South Carolina. More people
that's
need to watch the video.
Seriously, a question?
Yeah. Yeah, that's seriously a question.
I've hooked up with 3 or 4 guys that have had their nipples pierced. One guy's like, no, you cannot touch them because they were super sensitive.
I am sitting there.
Sorry.
Really?
Sorry.
I wanted to get my nipple pierced. I remember Snake from the band Skid Row had his nipple pierced, and with a chain from his nipple to his nose. And I'm telling you, I've watched you with a huge pain tolerance yelp when you had your nipples pierced. There is nothing wussy about getting your fucking nipples pierced at all.
No.
And just, okay, I'm just going to read some of the comments right here because these are awesome. Misty, they're sexy on a man. Yep. Let's see. Oh my God, why hang out with people like that? Exactly. I can't find a new crowd. My nipples are hard thinking about it. Angry face. We'll see where the other ones go. Judgmental fucking pricks. Yeah. Find a new crowd. Here's the sad reality of the lifestyle. As much, I hate to say it, but it's the same fucking thing that we talk about it with single males getting this horrible bad rap, right? Because there's a few fucking retards in the group. I shouldn't say that. I'm hate mail. There's a few fucking mentally challenged idiots in the group, okay? And then everybody gets a bad, all single males get a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
Judging people, look, we talk about it all the time, don't yuck somebody else's yum. And don't fucking screw with people's their journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm 48 years old and I pierced my fucking ears. I waited, how many years did I wait to fucking pierce my ears? Since I was 19 years old, I wanted to pierce my ears. Yeah. And here's the thing. Why did I pierce my ears? Because I wanted to. What motivated me to pierce my ears? Because I had cancer at the beginning of the year and I fucking made it through it and I was like, you know what? Live life to the fullest. So when somebody's going to be a dick and fucking call somebody else out because something they want to do, number one, fuck off. People like that need to be. The disappointing thing with this letter is, and I couldn't get them to give me their names because I wanted to read these people's names on the air of that hassled them. I really did. I was willing to
do that.
You can do that. Because what a bunch of fucking douche fucks. I mean, seriously.
Go into a tattoo parlor and ask how many guys have their nipples pierced.
No shit. Oh, and make sure, take your goofy friends with you and let them fucking start calling anybody before guys lift their shirt. Have them just yell out, any dude with their nipples pierced is a pussy, and see what happens when the fucking 6'4" dude that's ripped comes out and pulls his shirt off and fucking...
No, they hold him down and pierce his nipple and see how bad that fucker hurts.
Yeah, no shit. You know, I mean, good God.
Then call him a pussy when he can't handle it.
Yeah. I'm just like, wow. So,
thank God you didn't pierce your good nut.
Yeah, no shit. Wouldn't that have been horrible? The thing is that everybody's journey, yes, the lifestyle does bring out some, I don't know. You could almost call it midlife crisis-y type things. Mm-hmm. It's not midlife crisis. You let loose. You expose. You're willing to live, get a little more crazy. And there's not a fucking thing wrong with that. Right? If it makes you have, we've known people that have went from zero tattoos to a shit ton of tattoos.
Early in our journey. Well, I'm like going, was it early in our journey? Yeah, is when I got my nipples pierced. Mm-hmm. But I got them pierced because I always wanted to get them pierced.
Yeah.
And I was always afraid because I was afraid it was going to hurt.
Now, showing them, there was a new confidence in being willing to show them.
I have people to show them to.
Well, yeah.
Granted, I showed a couple people at work because they wanted to see it. At females.
and this is how she ended up with a boyfriend, folks. No.
When I got it done, it was females. I wasn't fucking anybody at work.
No. You sure? Yeah. But it's just so pathetic. Yes, get a new group of friends. When I reached out to them, and because I was just, I really didn't have a lot of questions to ask them. My biggest question I wanted to know was the guy, why simple guys being douchebags would cause such a flip? Like, you know, was he maybe a little more effeminate? Did he, you know, was he bi? Was there some, what caused that to be such a hot point to flip that all of a sudden he doesn't want to, he won't get the piercings done now, and he won't, you know, and he's being acting like a dick, trying mm-hmm. to be like, and she said by being a dick, he's like being a sexist pig, right. They are. And here's what's really funny, and I can really, really relate to this, and I'll tell you why in just a second. This dude has an office job. Okay?
I have a feeling you know where I can't talk.
Super clean cut. You know, he's got a good job. He's a suit and tie guy.
Okay?
All the buddies are the guys that they work outside. They're outside guys. They've got a lot of them have motorcycles, have a lot of tats on their arms, whatever.
Okay.
Now, it's important to listen to all of this because I'm not putting a stereotype on either side here. Okay. The problem here is this in this guy's mind, because he looks at these guys and his world's a little bit different. His real life is a little bit different. And so he feels like that they don't consider him manly enough because he doesn't have a sleeve. He's not outside. He doesn't have a motorcycle. And the only reason I say I can relate to that, because for a long time when we were in lifestyle, I was that suit and tie guy. Mm-hmm. People didn't know I had tattoos because you couldn't see any of my tattoos. Mm-hmm. People didn't know that I'd ever had long hair. People didn't know any about me. And there are times it's like, it can be, if you allow it to mind fuck yourself, and stop realizing that people are people. You can go, well, you know, I'm just as badass as somebody else is, or whatever. And you can allow it to mindfuck, and that's what this guy's done. He's allowed it to mindfuck. Now, you're going to find that most of these guys, especially guys, a lot of tats, a lot of stuff like that, are pretty open-minded guys. Mm-hmm. Because they've been judged unfairly because of what they appreciate. That's what's so shitty about this. You know what? There's a million and one guys that have a sleeve or have, you know, a tattoo on their hand or a tattoo on their neck or whatever, and get judged as being judged because of it. So normally they would totally be the ones to understand and get it. These guys just don't, and now this guy's all mind fucked because of it.
You had a somewhat similar situation in a different aspect of it, though.
I did.
Remember being in an office with other people of equal or greater jobs.
Yep.
Titles. And y'all ended up talking about shaving.
Yeah. 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 But shaving the pubes.
Shaving the pubes. Uh-huh. And what did one male chauvinistic pig say?
Said so that only girls. Only girls shaved.
Yeah, like he would never shave.
Make me less of a man if I had guys supposed to have hair around their balls. And I'm like, well, dude, I get more pussy than you do. So obviously you're wrong. But I mean, seriously. So you see this, but here's the thing. I don't really know what to tell her how to help her get his shit together. Because to a degree at this point in time, look, you can't help dickheads that are going to be dickheads.
Well, what it comes down to, if it's something that you like, do it.
Yeah.
Don't let somebody stop it. And if they're going to judge you based upon that, they're never going to know unless you plan on showing them.
No, and you don't need them. Susan has a great thing. One of my exes is a suit guy, and he wears a cock chastity thing under his clothes 100% of the time. Badass. Yeah. Well, we've known people that when the pants came off, you were surprised what you saw. Piercings and whatever. It was like, you, looking at them, you would never have guessed.
Work guy, would you think that his dick's pierced?
No, yeah. So we could show you a picture of boyfriend. You would never go, oh, that dude's got a pierced dick. But he does. Rock on. You know what? Fuck it. Do you be you. But don't become a, don't alter who you are to adhere to a bunch of dickheads. I mean, so, you know, searching in South Carolina, if you're listening, here's the big thing. Dude, listen to your wife. Don't become a fucking pig. I promise you, the guy is fucking making those type of comments. This is 2021. You're going to call somebody gay because they have a certain piercing? Really?
Well, even
hey, we're going to throw out fucking hate speech. What
even
a good plan.
Going down to being derogatory towards her or being chauvinistic, whatever. What does that prove?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, what does it prove except a pissed off wife? And then you have to explain that. Granted, she must be very understanding and knows why he's behaving this way to prove that his manliness or whatever.
Right, right.
But this is a day and age you should not be doing that anyway.
No. Look, I promise you, you don't want the reputation. As a guy, look, you become known as a fucking sexist pig.
Yeah.
You know what? This isn't 1950 where, you know, we keep our... Women should know their place. You should be in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant. No. What the fuck? This is not how this shit works at all. And if you think that way as a guy, then you should get absolutely zero pussy. I promise you, if you're a sexist fucking pig... You aren't going to get to fuck Miss Amanda.
I'm not going
to
want it.
And anyway, she's not going to want it. She's not going to want anything to do with it. And even if you were like, well, I would be like, no, he was totally disrespectful to you. Mm-hmm. That and by the same token, you know what? If I'm disrespectful to a female, I fucking totally understand if the guy goes, no, you can't. No, that's being disrespectful. No. So don't change for
I've had guys message me and say something extremely derogatory, and I shoot back going, you lost me at this when you said that. You don't stand a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, I didn't mean it that way. I just thought that'd be something you might want to hear. No.
No.
Don't assume.
Oh, yeah. You know what? There's nothing better than hearing fucking being called fucking names and being treated like shit. Seriously.
Some people do that. I'm not going to knock the kink part of it because some people like that. But if you've never met me and know if I'm into kink or not, nothing on there showed I was into any type of kink. And to call me a dirty little slut, you know, I want to come all in all your holes like a dirty little slut that you are. I was like,
And then when we're done, my homies can do it next.
Yeah. And I sent back, you lost me at dirty little slut. You don't stand a chance. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, just like, wow.
Well, I don't know why I talk like that. I'm really sorry. You still don't stand a chance,
it's
dude.
Too late. You don't get to apologize for being a fucking moron. That's not how this works. Hey, I'd like to go back and not be a douche fuck so that I can get in your pants. Sorry, no, it doesn't work that way, you mm-mm. fucking
make
ass
clowns.
Make a
good impression first.
God, it's common sense a little bit. Now, here's the other thing. With the fucking dudes that were doing the high school shit, ladies that are listening, ladies that are friends with them, ladies that are in this club, quit fucking those guys. Don't suck their dick. Don't give them a hand job. Don't touch them. You know what? Because if you continue, if you fuck them and then they're like, you know, oh, then it's okay. because then they think it's funny and cute. It's not funny and cute. Quit fucking giving these motherfuckers a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's the bigger thing with this question. This is so indicative of the I said indicative. Yeah, this is so the biggest problem with
Mike, but it's an optic illusion.
It is so the problem with the lifestyle overall. Assholes are not cut off. Mm-hmm. Right? So these fucking little douche monkeys run around and they pull this shit, right? And no one slaps them upside the head and goes, "Shut the fuck up, fucking moron." And chicks still go, "Well, but they're kind of cute," you know, or whatever. Or their wives go, "Oh, well, that's just the way they are." No, you know what? If someone's a dick, they're a dick. Don't let them come. Don't invite them to your parties. When they come back, you're at the same club there, and they come and want to talk to you, ignore them. Walk away from them. Don't interact with them. Fucking don't have anything to do with these fucktards. And then maybe some of these people will leave the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Because that's the fundamental problem. It's like going to, if you go to a restaurant and every time it's a buffet, right? And every time you go up to the buffet, you know, you go to grab the tongs for the salad and you got to move the roach, you know, that's run across the salad bar, and the you always got to like fucking, you know, clean the fucking silverware yourself, and you know, you got to wipe the last chick's lipstick off the glass, whatever, and you always get food poisoning. Quit going to that fucking restaurant. Quit eating there. Stop it. Okay, this is common sense. It's the same thing, but instead of a buffet line, it's penis or pussy. I mean, it's the same. It's the same damn thing. Seriously, if every time you go there you get an STD, quit sticking that dick in you, or quit sticking your dick in it. It's that simple. This is not rocket science at all. Why is this so hard? Hard. That's why it's so hard, because it's hard. I mean, it's just one of those fucking, it's just one of those things, you know? So you got these fucking numb nuts over here fucking, "You gay." Are you fucking serious?
What it boils down to.
Oh, God. I should be a restaurant reviewer.
Take a step back and look at the people you're hanging around and see if that's really the type of people you want to be around.
Yeah, no,
seriously.
No shit. Mike, end of the night, I'm going home with the little lady, don't give a fuck what other thing, why they're jacking off.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's it, and it happens. It happens to the best of us, but God.
Were they club people? Club
were,
guys?
Yeah, they were.
Or
they
were they like the other they were, friends?
They were other friends. Let's see. The other guys, some of the other guys in our group. Some of the other guys
so
in
lifestyle
our group.
Group, you think?
Yeah, so they were hanging out with some of their other friends in their group. Okay, now here's the other, I guess I will throw this. If they were just flipping them a little shit, if
they were just being
searching was being a little sensitive, we know that can happen also.
Yes.
Don't be that sensitive. Why the fuck, if you're an adult, would you change who you are or what you will do because someone else hassles you? If I quit doing anything because I got made fun of, like because I have one nut, I would never leave the house. And that's just for my fucking kids, for Christ's sake. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, think how much you pick on me. You fucking done more damage to my self-esteem. I quit. I can't do it anymore. I'm just kidding.
Let it be known that you're kidding, because I don't do that to you.
This is why you need to make sure you tune into our YouTube channel, because if you didn't and you don't get to see that priceless look that was on Miss Amanda's face when I did that, you will be sorely, sorely disappointed, because that was awesome.
Like, oh my God, you're making me sound horrible.
No, I'm just kidding.
I do not even vaguely. Okay, occasionally, very rarely, I think I cracked a one nut joke today.
Guess who's not going to be getting called a dick anytime soon? Feel bad yet?
No, because I don't do that.
No, Miss Amanda,
I
fuck
cracked
around.
A one nut joke today. I don't remember what it was.
We were talking about my sack. We're talking about the sex sack that for the crazy quickie, and we're talking about how my sack only has one item in it instead of two. No, Miss Amanda is very nice to me. She's not mean. She's very good. It's all good. I love her dearly.
Full of shit.
No. Okay, and then you turn and say that. No, I'm not full of shit. I do love you. I didn't hear anything. Snap, crackle, and pop.
You've been making fun of me for getting old and getting bitchy.
Okay. No, just about. I have made fun of you because I have made the comments about when you talk about hot flashes, and I come up with the concept of, you know, to quote a lyric.
You are getting old.
You know, hot flashes, my only friend. You know, that is, I'm just, you know, mm-hmm. That's because I love you. And what the hell would you do if we didn't, okay, to the outside uneducated person watching us, our relationship probably looks like two mongooses in a love-hate sort of thing. Are probably. They fucking or fighting? What's going on over there? That's probably how we look, okay? But you know, the thing is that we really do love each other, and you know, it's just rough sex. At this point in time, we've got 7 minutes and the show's off the rails. I'm just saying. I think we're going to start a new podcast that just does restaurant reviews. I think that if
Angela's power surges.
Ooh, my nipple itches. I think that, don't judge, it does. You want to taste it?
I did earlier.
I'm lactating sweat.
Oh, then no. I'll pass.
You like salty taffy and salty caramel. How about salty nipple? What was that sound again? We need to get the sexiest sound a woman can make. Our relationship would be fucked if we didn't fuck around with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it really would, because otherwise, then I'm pretty sure that we both suck as just normal, no life people. If we were like lame and really just fucking straight, we would be fucking.
What are we 90% of the time?
You're a smart ass. I don't know. We are what we are. We were just around my family all day yesterday, and they really don't roll your eyes, bitch. Don't worry. No, but I mean, the thing is they don't know really how to take us. See, it's a disease. We have itchy nipple disease. It's like an STD, but it's for your nipples. You know what it is? It's because half the show has been talking about pierced nipples, and so now our nipples are tingling. But it's the same one. So it was like we could have, like, wonder nipple powered. Our way. Mine's bigger than yours. Just saying. Mine could cut glass right now. My nipple. My boobs. Hurry. If I don't hurry and lose weight, my boob may catch up to yours. Just saying. We're going to have a whole show on man boobs.
My nipples is bigger than yours.
That's the areola.
I'm so proud of you.
Look at me being all fucking medical and stuff and official.
I'm impressed.
And, you know, I'm telling you, you should be, damn it. I'm pretty impressive. And there's that dangly thing on the back of your throat. I'm seeing. That's all I know is areola.
It's
do you know how I knew that? Because on Twitter there was some like a porn thing I was looking at earlier that said it. That's God's honest truth. Oh, there's like God. A national areola contest, and I mean this chick had ones that looked like coconuts. They're fucking huge.
The areolas.
Yeah, they kind of look like one of our stickers, but like. Like a wrap for your tit.
They can't help it.
Oh, I know. I'm not judging. I mean, rock on. I think she won the contest.
Or does that, like, turn you on?
No. I mean, I really don't have an opinion on it. I don't have a vote one way or the other. I'm kind of like...
Nipple's a nipple.
I mean, your boob's out, so that's automatically a plus.
There you go.
So, I mean, if I had to choose between a big areola that was exposed or a big areola that was hidden, I'm going to go with one that's been exposed. Just saying.
Okay.
At Crazy Summer Nights, we can have an areola measuring contest. if people want to. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that would be considered derogatory. I don't want it to do anything derogatory.
That could somewhat be derogatory because well, you wouldn't want to do a who's got what size dick is yours, you know.
No, it would be so they do like nut sack. I'd win that contest, by the way.
What?
Like the biggest ball sack.
Cause because yours is half deflated.
Because I can stretch that motherfucker out. I can. There's nothing in the way. I can pull that fucker and wrap it up over my head.
I said the length of dicks, not your balls.
Well, I know, but I mean, no, we don't do anything with dicks. I mean, you can do whatever
then
you want.
Then you wouldn't
with dicks.
Do it with areolas because some people are pretty self-conscious
well,
about it.
Are you saying an areola and a dick is the same thing? Wouldn't a clit and a dick? If we were playing concentration and they were going to match, I would have put the
clit
totally and
the dick together.
Why are
you totally butterflying away from this?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out
the
where
squirrels
it falls in.
Are running loose.
Well, I'm just trying to figure. I'm just trying to figure where it all fucking fits in. To me, a dick and a clit would be like equal. And like
no, I was thinking about stuff that people are self-conscious about.
No. Well, they shouldn't be self-conscious about their areolas. They're pretty. They're out. Right. They're exposed.
Someone once told me that I had big areolas, and I'm white.
There was a
no,
time
I
when I was like those assholes at the high school room humor. If you'd have told me that in high school, I wouldn't have known what areola was. And I'd been like, fuck you, man. I had to like look it up. We didn't have Google back then. Alexis, what's an areola? No, I'm not shaming anybody. I like areolas. All sizes are awesome. I like every. Jeez, fuck. God.
Totally squirreled.
This show wasn't even about nipples. Nipples weren't even supposed to be involved in this.
That is very
and
true.
And now I kind of want some taffy because I brought that up and I'm kind of hungry. Okay. Salty taffy.
Mm. Wow.
Just saying. All right. Well, you know what? With that, what a great place to end the show. Good night, everybody. Again, let's give a big shout out to our paid sponsors, altplayground.net. Obviously, check them out today. There are so many cool things going on with altplayground.net. You want to follow along where the APG tour bus is going to be and Brian and Brenna on their journeys, on their quest across the country, altplayground.net. Also, don't forget, smart swingers read. And you can read when you're on a computer. By the way, go on the things and vote for us. Yeah, I'm kind of fucked that. We'll talk about it next show. Anyways,
no, you can still
say ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. You can go and vote for their awards. We're up for Best Expo, Crazy Winter Nights. We're up for Best Podcast for Lifestyle Podcast, Crazy Truth. Best Adult Podcast, Crazy Truth. We're up for Best Retail Shop with Full Swap Shop. 1 year old, newer than 1 year business, Full Swap Shop. Best Supporting Website, Full Swap Shop. And our good friends the Midnight Devils are up for Best
Entertainment.
So make sure you go and vote. You can vote every single day till July. Please do. We'd like to win awards. And finally, you've listened to this show, and you probably read the mag. So please, what the hell, let's go buy some swag. And at FullSwapShop.com, FullSwapShop.com, there's new stuff going on every single day. In fact, just this weekend, we added two new things on there, and there's more coming on Monday. So check it out today. So, with that being said, boys and girls, kids of all ages, 18 and over only, doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, the only way I ever fucking will, Casbah style, out.
Bye.